On Saturday, November 11th, in Montreal, hundreds of protesters came to march in support of Palestine. Under the rain-filled sky, protesters proclaimed their solidarity with the Palestinians and called Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert an assassin and Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper his accomplice. The protest's focal point was the Beit Hanun bombing, which killed 19 people last Wednesday. Amjad Shawa, of the Palestinian NGO Network, spoke to CKT's Shiraz Janjua last Friday about these recent events.
This is a murder. This is real murder, what's happened here in Beit Hanun, and this is not the first massacre. In the last 2 weeks, as I mentioned, 75 people were killed. 25% of these people were children. 10% were women. 10% were women. And not the first, the woman march when the Israeli tanks target the women and kill two of these women while they're marching, protesting against the siege and aggression on Beit Hanun. And at the same time in the West Bank, there's also, in the same day of the massacre, they killed five people in Jenin. So the massacres, it's a series of massacres. From 1948 till now, many, many massacres, and there was no investigation regarding these massacres. And the Israelis refused to confess that they are responsible of these massacres. So what we are calling on, that these war criminals must go to justice. This is what we're calling for. We are calling as Palestinians for international court. We need justice. Before talking about peace, we need justice. Peace without justice means nothing.
The Beit Hanun bombings last Wednesday left 13 members of the same family dead, for a total of 19 casualties, leading Ehud Olmert to express regret over the incident. The Israeli Prime Minister said the bombing was a mistake caused by a technical failure, adding that similar incidents may happen in the future, leaving Palestinian sympathizers in shock. A protester in Montreal who wished to remain unnamed explained the outrage of the demonstrators.
Just last week, more than 80 civilians were killed by the Israeli army in Gaza, and most of the people killed are civilians, and we're here to march, show our solidarity with the people who are suffering under the Israeli aggression, under the Israeli occupation.
At the same time that the protesters were walking from Guy to Dorchester Square, the UN Security Council was in session deliberating whether to pass a resolution condemning the Israeli attack on Beit Hanun. The United States vetoed the resolution.
We're also here. A lot of us are walking, but we haven't heard this. Just 15 minutes ago, the United Nations Security Council was deliberating, passing a resolution to condemn the Israeli war crimes. And as usual, the United States vetoed the resolution.
Ihab Lutiev, one of the hundreds of protesters who came to the Montreal protest, spoke about the U.S. veto.
Well, I think we're not shocked anymore. We're always sad and we're always disappointed, but we're not shocked anymore because this became a pattern that just repeats itself. It would be a shock if something other than that happens. And it's time for the people everywhere in the world to understand the gravity of the situation and to move to pressure their governments, whether in the United States, whether here in Canada, whether in Europe, everywhere, anywhere in the world. That's the only way, because as long as the United States government or our government has its way without feeling pressure from the people, they will continue to support Israel unconditionally, sadly.
In his interview with CKUT last Friday, Amjad Shawa explained why the international community must respond in support of the Palestinians.
Without any international commitment towards the Palestinians, I think it's impossible to go back like in this way. Why the Palestinians? We are about 1,400,000 Palestinians in Gaza Strip, in the biggest prison all over the world. We can't get out. The crossing with Egypt is closed. The main commercial crossing with Israel just opened for a few hours, just for the humanitarian assistance. So the poverty in Gaza Strip, it's more than 80% of the Gazans under the poverty line. The situation getting worse and worse every day. And talking about hope. They are killing the hope in the Palestinians. So what we are need for from the international community, that they have to help us to get back our hope.
While the United States vetoed the Security Council resolution, the Arab League, over the weekend, decided to provide the Palestinian Authority with the aid it has been blocking for several months. Following Hamas election in Palestine, Israel stopped providing its $60 million aid, leaving Palestinian public servants without pay. The international community responded in kind, including the Arab League. After the U.S. veto, however, members of the League felt they needed to send a message and recommence fund transfers. The League also proposed a new Middle East peace conference, which would be based on a principle of land for peace. Ihab Lutief, speaking to the crowd gathered at Dorchester Square, stressed the desire for a peace for all.
And I would add justice for everybody, including the Jewish people of the Middle East, because we believe that there should be justice for everybody, and there can be justice only if there is justice for everybody.
That was the overwhelming message of the Montreal protest. No justice, no peace. Dmitry Marine for CKUT.